live the indestructible life. Is it possible to live a life that's indestructible? 4 years ago, I was living a dream come true. I was skiing in the Swiss Alps before speaking at a leadership conference. Then the unthinkable happened. My right leg stopped working. My friends took me to a local doctor and he told them to rush me to a hospital. We neglected to secure travel insurance, so I decided to tough it out. In retrospect, I realized it was a bad decision. On my return home to Las Vegas, I decided to follow up with a doctor's appointment. Somehow my condition was missed. No one could tell me what happened to me and the potential time bomb that was about to almost take my life. Have you ever faced life-threatening illnesses? Isn't it horrible? On my return, I experienced a stroke. It was traumatic. It wasn't just the event which traumatized me. It was everything that followed. Trauma causes some long-term emotional effects. They really hurt. If you've ever had a major health scare, you know I'm speaking the truth. How do you handle trials and tribulations? How are you handling the coronavirus? After many months of struggle, I decided I was going to do everything I could do to get better. In Hebrews 7:16, the author speaks about experiencing the indestructible life. Jesus became a priest, not meeting the physical requirements of belonging to the tribe of Levi, but by the power of the indestructible life. Do you want your life to be indestructible as possible? Here's a few things you can do to fight back. Number one, search for healthy tools that could help you regain your health. I've used oxygen chambers and better nutrition and exercise and PF treatments. Number two, go for counseling to process your feelings. Number three, do physical therapy and seek the best medical help. And number four, pray like crazy. I pray that the power of the Holy Spirit helps you develop your battle plan to live the indestructible life. Because you're a miracle. And I'm Paul Marc Goulet.